This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour. For the past several days, we have been engaged in a series of lessons on the account of the conversion of the jailer of Philippi along with his family. We have been noting some of the great lessons that can be learned from this account. For instance, we have already studied the fact that religious truth has no affinity with religious error. Secondly, we saw how one should react to tribulation, to trouble, not by groveling in self-pity, not by being afraid or anxious, but by giving praise to God and praying to Him for strength and for assistance. Third, we have noted the lesson that we should take advantage of wayside opportunities to teach the gospel of Christ. Even though Paul and Silas were in prison, by their singing and praying, they were able to bring the gospel even to the other prisoners in the jail. We are told in verse 25 that as Paul and Silas were singing and praying, the prisoners were listening to them. And so, as we learn from Paul in the Ephesian letter, that we teach and admonish when we sing. And so the prisoners were learning of the gospel of Christ by the songs that Paul and Silas were singing. Then in the fourth place, we noted that we should begin in our teaching of men and women where those people are, that is, in their religious or spiritual development. If a man is not a believer in God, you should show him the proof that God does exist. If one believes in God but does not believe the Bible to be the Word of God, then you should prove to him that the Bible is the Word of God. If he believes that God is and he knows the Bible is the Word of God, but he does not believe that Jesus is the Christ, then you should take the Bible and prove to him that Jesus is the Christ, and that to be saved, one must believe on him. If one believes in God, and then the Bible is the Word of God, and Jesus Christ is the Son of God, but does not understand what to do to be saved, then you should begin at that point and show him what a believer must do to be saved. But now today, we begin with the fifth lesson that we learn from the Philippian jailer, and that is the essentiality of faith. Faith in God, faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Now we note that when the Philippian jailer, being awakened by the earthquake, being roused out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he supposed that all the prisoners had escaped. Surely he thought if the doors of the prison are open, all the prisoners will be gone. And so, realizing the responsibility that a Roman prison keeper or jailer would have in such a situation, he had simply decided to kill himself. But the Apostle Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we're all here." And the jailer called for lights and sprang in, and trembling for fear, fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And Paul and Silas said to him, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." And they spake the word of the Lord unto him with all that were in his house, and he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his, immediately. And he brought them into his house, and set food before them, and rejoiced greatly with all his house, having believed in God. Now let's note, first of all, the lesson of the essentiality of faith. Friends, you cannot be saved without faith. You cannot be saved without faith in the one true living God. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, the Bible teaches as plainly and in as simple language as it could be stated. Without faith, it is impossible to be well-pleasing unto God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Not only must you believe in God, but you must believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. In John chapter 8, verse 24, Jesus said, "Except you believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sins." So we must have faith, and this passage makes it clear. And now in closing, let me thank you for listening today, and plead with you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes, of the International Gospel Hour.